we're ready to go.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, sweet. All right, so like I said, we're gonna have a little bit of music, and then I'll introduce you. Here we go. Hello and welcome to Morning Fuel. I'm your host, John Bundy, and you are here because you believe in the power of the spoken word and its ability to change lives, and that by sharing our stories, we can help other people overcome challenges that they cannot overcome on their own. Whether it's a victory you need to win in business or in your own personal life, you understand the answers can be found in listening to others who are willing to share their stories, knowing that their story ultimately doesn't belong to them. All right, today's guest is a rising star in the culinary and hospitality industry. Hailing from Williamsburg, Virginia, at just 29 years old, he has made a remarkable entry into the world of gastronomy by acquiring 3 restaurants under the umbrella of the Historic Hospitality Group. His journey exemplifies ambition, intelligence, and keen insight into the vibrant world of food and dining. His recent endeavor includes the exciting reopening of the Riverwalk Restaurant for daily dining on May 14th, 2024, a milestone that marks just the beginning of his visionary plans. His approach to revitalizing and leading these establishments is not just about serving food. It's about creating a memorable dining experience that resonates with both locals and visitors alike. In addition to Riverwalk, he oversees 2 other culinary gems, each with its own unique flavor and ambiance, contributing to the diverse gastronomic landscape of the area. As a restaurateur, he combines innovative management with a passion for exceptional food and service, setting the stage for a bright and successful future in the industry. Join us as we delve into the flavors of his journey, the challenges and triumphs of managing multiple dining venues, and his vision for transforming everyday dining into extraordinary experiences. Please help me in extending a warm Morning Fuel podcast welcome to this ambitious and visionary leader in the hospitality industry, Sid Hall. Sid, man, it's good to have you on.
Hey, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, it's my pleasure. Looking forward to this, man. My wife and I love Yorktown. We've been in and around Yorktown for a long time. She has an entire life. Me started in 88, but it has changed a lot over those years, and it's a really nice spot to visit, a great spot to walk during the day or in the evening. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous down there. It's Yorktown is the best place to eat in the area.
Okay.
By far.
All right. Well, it's getting better, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, the 14th is going to be super cool. So, how long has Riverwalk restaurant been closed?
3 years.
3 years, okay.
3 years since COVID. It's been open as a banquet space.
Okay.
Events, we do weddings there, rehearsal dinners. We did a wedding last weekend, actually. But Tuesday, we'll be open for full dining, 11 to 9.
Fantastic.
Every day of the week.
So I remember when Riverwalk had closed down, you know, there, a lot of people were bemoaning that, you know, it was a favorite spot to go and eat and all that. But it is under new management. So when did you take over the space?
April 1st.
Okay. April 1st and also Water Street Grill, or did that happen earlier?
Water Street Grill, April 1st, and Waypoint Grill in Williamsburg,
Waypoint.
April 1st.
Waypoint is located where in Williamsburg?
Across from Kings Mill, Quarter Past Shopping
okay.
Center.
Okay, gotcha. Fantastic. Well, very cool. Well, we love origin stories on this show. So who was Sid pre-restaurant? I mean, what was it, education? Was your focus always, I'm going to be a restaurateur, or what?
I always wanted to get into business since an early age. I grew up in Williamsburg. I wrestled my whole life.
Okay.
And that was huge for me now looking back on it, because it really taught me discipline.
Yeah,
sure. It taught me work ethic. It taught me to push yourself past what you think your limits are and that you can do that. So that's been huge, huge for me, thinking back on that, where I am today. I didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah, that wrestling also, if you're involved in a manner of with the coaching and with the team and all that stuff, even though you're wrestling individually against an individual opponent, there's a community there.
Absolutely. Wrestling, the community's tight-knit,
right.
Very tight-knit. And yeah. I started when I was 4, wrestled till I was 18. I got that from my dad.
He
wrestled when he was growing up.
Okay.
He's from New York. And then after wrestling, I went to college. I graduated from the University of South Carolina in finance and risk management. And then from there, I went to an accounting firm.
Okay.
KPMG.
All right, I've heard of KPMG. Yeah.
It was not for me.
Right. I was going to say accounting to restaurant. I mean, it's helpful.
Very.
You know, sure.
It is the basis of business.
Yeah.
Understanding the numbers, but just the daily work wasn't for me.
Yeah.
A little on the boring side for me.
Right.
And then from there, I went to Smithfield Foods, and I worked in supply chain. And that gave me a really good understanding of how supply chain networks work and transportation and food buying works.
Right, right. Now, do you buy most of your food locally? Is it or do you use services such as Sysco? Or
we do a lot of work with PFG.
Okay.
They're out of Richmond.
Gotcha.
But we do a lot of local vendors as much as we possibly can. We use a guy named Bruce Vaught for Big okay. Island Aquaculture. We buy our oysters from him.
Oh, wow.
And that's okay. at all three restaurants. He's on the York River.
Fantastic. Oh, well, you can't get any closer than that.
No.
Does the boat come up to the restaurant or what?
He hand delivers them.
That's fantastic.
Hand delivers him. He's a family-run business.
Now, lots of local beers as well.
Local beers. Like,
Water Street Grill is a new favorite spot of mine. I just love to go in there. I'll have the laptop out and sit at the bar. It's great, man. Perfect. Your people are really, really cool and very hospitable.
Excellent.
So, yeah. I mean,
we pride ourselves on service.
Right. So when you finally decided to go in business for yourself, what was going on at that time? Were you working for the accounting firm at the time? Or
no. So I started at KPMG. Then I moved to Smithfield Foods. Okay. And then I moved to Amazon. And so at Amazon, I was...
Like the Amazon.
The Amazon. The Amazon.
Not the jungle, but the...
Right, Amazon.com.
The world-dominating company.
Right. That was a really, really good opportunity for me. I learned a ton because we were scaling the grocery side of their business.
Okay, so it's always kind of touching food, except for your stint in finance.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And when I came on, we had four stores there, four grocery stores, and it was all under the Just Walk Out business model, which is their technology piece that they added to grocery stores that essentially you could walk into the store and then the store or the cameras would track you,
right?
Know what you bought, and then you could just leave.
Right. Even if you put it in your pocket, you're paying for it.
Exactly, because they could track everything.
Right.
And we started with four stores. When I left, they had 44 stores.
Okay.
And it was all across the country. So again, heavy on the supply chain side there and heavy on the scaling side
sure.
there.
Sure, everything. So AI is putting in the next order because something's about to run out and it's not going to run out.
That's the goal. That yeah. was the goal. We had okay. challenges though.
Okay, sure.
We had challenges there. And then from there, I had the opportunity to go work for Mario Buffa, who was
He sounds familiar.
He was the owner of Riverwalk, Water Street,
oh,
and
okay.
Waypoint.
Yes, the Buffa family.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds like a mafia family, doesn't it?
They are. They're a good family.
I'm sure they are.
Very good family. Yeah. I've known them since I was born.
Yeah.
So
sweet, man.
Our families go way back. My grandfather owned a pizza restaurant in Lynchburg in the 80s.
Right.
And then they moved to Williamsburg.
Now, you said your father wrestled, but you said he was from where?
New York.
He is from New York. So was he from the city, New York, or New York State?
Utica.
Utica. Okay, upstate. So more upstate. Okay. Right. Big wrestling community up there.
Right.
Yeah, wrestling and football. Pretty sure. Okay. We have a portion of our show called the What the Fail. So the WTF of the show is you ran into a challenge, could have taken you out, could have made you change your life decisions, but ultimately you learned from it and turned it into a success. And we've all had challenges in business and in life. Is there something that you could share that will actually help set somebody free because they're going through it right now and they think that they're the only one? Can you think of anything? Everything's just smooth for you, huh?
No. God, no. Everything's a challenge.
Yeah.
Everything's a challenge.
It's how you frame it, though, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
I approach everything that everything's going to be hard.
Sure.
And it should be hard.
Yeah.
Quitting wrestling was hard. That
gotcha.
Was a big challenge for me. And it kind of put me in a position where I had to find myself.
Right. Because that was a big part of your life. And then what do you do now?
It was my whole life.
Yeah.
Right. And then you're going into college, you're meeting a whole bunch of new people, and everything's changing for you.
Yeah.
Right. And then I went to KPMG, and that was a challenge for me because I didn't fit. So you know, I don't wrestle anymore. I don't go to college anymore. And school is our whole life when we're growing up, right? Right. From basically 5 until 22, mm-hmm. 5 till 18. And so then going into the real world and working, and I picked the wrong company to go to. So then I didn't fit in. I had to change again. And I moved back to the area. And that's not everybody envisions themselves moving back into
where right. They grew up. It can almost feel like a failure sometimes. You know, I went out and then I had to come back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's an ego hit. And you kind of have to crawl out of that hole. So I was at Smithfield. I loved it there. They did great things. And then I moved to Norfolk. Mm-hmm. Moved to Virginia Beach after that, and I started working at Amazon, and that was a good transition for me, but it still didn't feel right.
Right.
It still didn't fit in. So
well, you're a visionary minded person, so when you get stuck in a role and you're doing the same thing every day, it can kind of become monotonous.
Right. Right. And so I'd say the adversity is trying to find my place throughout the right. last 29 years, and I'm at home now.
Very good.
And I'm more motivated than I've ever been. I mean, we're doing some really, really great things
right.
at the restaurants. I mean, Waypoint, we're crushing it there. I've got a great team. And the one thing I've learned really from Mario is two things. Got to have a team because I've got two hands. I'm one person. I can't be everywhere at once. I can't do everything all the time. Mm-hmm. So I have to have a great team. And then you have to have a network of family, partners, people that believe in you and people that you trust. Because those are going to be the ones that help you along the path to success.
Yeah.
He really taught me that. And it's been instrumental. He's been instrumental in the last year and a half.
Fantastic. So let's talk about your Morning Fuel. Now, Morning Fuel was born out of challenges that I was going through, and I came up with a morning routine through a lot of prayer and a lot of testing things, what worked for me. And that is kind of the fuel that I run on. I'm a man of faith. So, you know, I wake up and I say hello to my creator every morning, and I know that he's gone before me into the day, and then he's right beside me. Talk to us about that, you know, something that fuels your day. What is it that when you wake up in the morning, it's been, you know, yes, we have challenges, right? But when we love what we do, it's more like, okay, how do I get over this fatigue to keep, you know, doing the things that I need to do? What is it that you do to kind of fuel yourself through the day?
Fuel. I think it starts with the good night's sleep.
Oh, sure.
That's number one. But in the morning, I wake up. I meditate, go to gym 4 days a week. I drink a protein shake every morning. But then when I'm thinking, how can we be better today? What can we do today than we did? What can we do today that's better than what we did yesterday? How can we grow?
That's your ongoing meditation throughout the day, not just in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day, every day. We can never be satisfied with what we just did. Because if we're satisfied today, then what are we going to do tomorrow? Right?
Right.
We should not be the same person in a year that we are today.
Oh, and we should be really checking ourselves if we are.
Wow. So that's what fuels me.
Yeah, cool.
All right, so yesterday we did, let's say we served 95% of people happily. Well, how do we get to 100? How do we do that? And if we focus on those things, then everything else will take care of itself.
Right, right. And the creativity involved in getting that extra 5% is key. Wow, cool, man. Well, before I ask my last question, I've got two. One is, tell us a little bit about the grand reopening that's happening on the 14th.
Riverwalk Restaurant, reopening May 14th. We'll be open for lunch and dinner. It's going to be from 11 to 9, going to be heavy seafood. Given we're on the York River,
heavy local seafood, huh?
Heavy local seafood. We do it really well. We want to be the place that you think of when you want to go out to eat, whether that's lunch. it's going to be more of a casual atmosphere. And then dinner, we're going to turn over and be more of a upscale casual.
Right.
So you'll have an amazing place to eat.
Right. So then the days a week the restaurant's open and the time that it's open once we get rolling?
7 days a week, 11 to 9.
11 to 9. Okay, excellent. Fantastic. Other question is, how do folks reach out to you and your team to perhaps learn more or get involved?
You can reach out to, you can go to our websites.
Okay.
Websites, waterstreetgrill.net. Grill has an E on the end of it.
Okay.
Riverwalkrestaurantva.com. And then waypointgrill.com.
Wonderful. All that stuff will be in the show notes.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. Well, last question. Last question is, Sid Hall, owner of the Historic Hospitality Group, what do you need most right now?
Staff.
So you are hiring. So this is way folks can reach out to hiring. Wonderful. So people that have a great attitude are willing to learn and are going to be a positive force in the restaurant industry here in the Historic Triangle.
Absolutely. I hire for values. We hire for values, not necessarily experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need to be a 15-year vet
right
in the culinary industry to...
That can be taught.
Right.
It's harder to teach values.
It's values. When you come in to work, are you the one picking up the trash off the floor?
Right.
Those are the people I want.
Right.
Are you the one that is staying 15 minutes late?
Mm-hmm. Getting there early.
Getting there early. Putting the work in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes, to be different and better in a year from now, it takes work.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to have a massive jump.
Right.
It's day by day. Come in. Be better.
Cool. Fantastic. Sid, I am so happy to be a little part of this journey, and we're going to do the best we can to get the word out. I know that most of the time, especially in the restaurant industry, when folks go, they have a great time, they kind of talk amongst themselves, and that's about as far as it goes. But if they have a bad experience, they tell everybody on social media. So let's be the culture that has a great time, and when we have a great time and enjoy good food, we tell as many people as we can. So we're gonna work on that.
I appreciate it, John.
Hey, man, no problem, dude. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.